A governor from Kankakee facing criminal charges for something he did while holding another statewide office. The first time it wasn't George Ryan. It happened in 1921 to Len Small. According to the book Mostly Good and Competent Men, Small was indicted on charges that he ran a money laundering scheme during his days as state treasurer. Governor Small was acquitted, although there is speculation he may have tampered with the jury. So Ryan isn't the first governor from Kankakee to face criminal charges, and he's one of several who held the state's top job and then had to go through the criminal justice system. A notable case is Otto Kerner. He served two terms as governor through much of the 1960s before leaving office for a federal judicial post. The Chicago Democrat was popular in office. However, in the early 1970s, he was convicted of bribery, conspiracy, mail fraud, and income tax evasion. It was in relation to the purchase of deeply discounted racetrack stock that he bought while governor. He went to prison in 1974, got out a year later, and died of cancer in 1976. His prosecutor was James Thompson, who went on to be governor. Some claim that the prosecution was more political, in part because the Nixon administration had never forgotten Nixon's loss to Kennedy and Illinois' role in that election. Gene Schlickman co-authored a book on Otto Kerner. Schlickman says there really are no similarities between the charges against Kerner and those against George Ryan.
Kerner did not use any state agencies with respect to the purchase of that stock, and there was no hurting of Illinois citizens by what Kerner did.
Another governor, William Stratton, had a similarity to George Ryan. Stratton was charged after he left office with income tax evasion stemming from the way he spent his campaign funds. Stratton was later acquitted, and he has a building next to the state capitol in Springfield named after him. More recently, Dan Walker was governor from 1972 to 76. However, none of his legal problems had anything to do with corruption in government. He went to prison in 1988 for misusing the funds of First American Savings and Loan of Oak Brook. Taylor Pensino wrote a book about Walker.
It's a tough situation to overcome, and knowing Governor Walker personally as I do, I know that it's been a personal struggle for him to overcome the negative outfall, both professionally and otherwise, that comes from landing in prison after being governor of Illinois.
And you can go back almost 150 years to when the state's 10th governor, Joel Mattson, faced charges. The Mostly Good and Competent Men book says his biggest accomplishment was that he stayed out of prison following revelations of his political scandal. He took possession of scrip that had been used to pay workers when the state was broke, and he cashed those state credits in for $250,000 in bonds. He avoided prosecution by paying the money back. Of those half-dozen governors who have been embroiled in scandal, most of them did not have the air of corruption hanging over them during their terms. The charges came later on. There were two major exceptions. Both were known for helping their friends, both were known for major road projects, and both had to deal with allegations of corruption while serving as head of state. Both of them were from Kankakee, Len Small and George Ryan. I'm Bill Wheelhouse.